Parco Naturale Miliarino San Rossore, Massaciuccoli, was established in 1979 on the vanguard of Italy's fledgling environmental movement. But Tuscany has always been on the liberal edge of Italian society. Today, the peace flag hangs outside Florence's city hall, in direct opposition to Berlusconi's federal pro-war stance. So it's natural that Tuscany is leading Italy's emerging ecological awareness. But the attitude here towards nature is worlds apart from Canada. In Italy, natural and human culture are inexorably entwined.
We have not mountains like in Canada. We have not lakes or forests like in Canada. But we have an important side of nature because...
One of the forest rangers, Michele, prepared me over a pre-tour round of cappuccinos.
And we are blessed from God. but we have a lot of little gardens.
When Michele and his fellow rangers in the uniforms bearing the handsome Guardo di Forestra insignia gave me a tour of the San Rossore estate, one of the three main reserves in the park. At the gates of San Rossore, only 5 minutes from the Leaning Tower of Pisa, I noticed the regal statues at the entrance, copies from the Medici's garden in Florence, and reminders that many national parks in Italy were once the domain of aristocracy. San Rossore had once belonged to the King of Italy. Now it is the People's Park, although remnants of the king's old stables remain. And in the spirit of something, freedom, hedonism, maybe republican recklessness, a popular racetrack ran by, just a few meters away. I envisioned dour Canadian environmentalists choking on their granola, especially in the racetrack's adjoining restaurant. Its speciality, on an estate that includes large tracts of wild game preserves, is a wild game.
In Toscana, forti sono tradizione della caccia in Toscana è forte.
But there is no sense of ironic outrage from the rangers. La tradizione della caccia, the hunting tradition, is well established in Tuscany. One of the rangers tells me that he likes to hunt himself.
Con il cane, dog.
With dogs and guns. But only, of course, where it's legal, outside of official park boundaries.
Legale. Non nel parco, no.
Still, enforcing the no hunting rules can be difficult and dangerous. The rangers tell me that they must go to the places where they think that poachers might be found, usually at nighttime or in the early morning. They wait until they hear the sound of gunfire, and then they try to catch them.
Okay, quando arriva il cacciatore e spara, pum pum pum, noi ta lo prendiamo.
Cacciatori.
After a brief epiphany about an idea for an Italian reality TV show, Guardo di Forestra, Hunter of the Hunters, I began to add new words to my limited Italian vocabulary. Il daino, fallow deer. Il cinghiale, wild boar. La volpe, fox. Learning the words and then actually seeing the animals was a rare thrill. Visiting the delicate dunes along the shoreline that the rangers are valiantly trying to protect from the pollution of nearby cities, and then seeing the Apuan Alps, covered with marble used by sculptors like Michelangelo, were all inspiring. And certainly a far cry from the static museum experience of Florence. And yet, there's a link. I kept thinking of Da Vinci's Vitruvian Man and of the whole Renaissance shift from a God-centered to a human-centered universe. Perhaps in Canada, our version of environmentalism had become a kind of joyless religion, our parks imposing Gothic cathedrals that mere humans might only deign to enter with special dispensation. Here, instead of a nature-human sort of apartheid, there's a somewhat chaotic integration. Roman ruins, olive groves, a small village with a cafe, stylish cyclists, and a wildfowl reserve were all part of a peaceful coexistence. As Michele explained, the key to piquing people's interest in the environment is to make them feel a part of it.
We can say that people belong to nature, and they can love nature just in that way. If they don't feel that are the same part of nature, they don't defend the nature.
A place where the River Arno and the Mediterranean Sea are aquatic buffers for an environmental culture both ancient and modern, urbane but still wild, felt like my place, too. For Dispatches, I'm Hadani Dittmars in Parco Naturale Emiliarino, San Rossore, Massaciuccoli, in Tuscany.